Welcome to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we come back, we'll be talking to Ann Woodhouse, a certified holistic nutritionist and AMA bodywork therapist practicing at Boise Natural Health. Ann offers individual nutritional counseling and whole foods cooking classes. She also offers AMA bodywork therapy. AMA therapy is based in traditional Chinese medicine and utilizes therapeutic massage and acupressure to balance the energy in the body. Ann returns to the show to talk to us this time about spring cleaning the body. Stay tuned to Chew On This. Welcome back. On today's Chew On This, Ann Woodhouse, certified holistic nutritionist and AMA bodywork therapist of Boise Natural Health. Welcome back, Ann. Thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, you've been on the show once before, but we wanted to have you back pre-spring so that you could help us understand what to do with our nutrition for this transitioning season. And would you tell us about your background in nutrition and why you're so passionate about nutrition for health?
I've always loved food and cooking. And about 15 years ago, one of my children was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And we really struggled to get good advice on how to help her eat well and balance her blood sugar. It was a lot about eating packaged foods. And I wanted real food. So I started doing research and I studied and eventually went back to school to study Chinese medicine and nutrition.
And so that child is how old now?
Oh, she's 24.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so what changes did you need to make in her diet when you found out she had type 1 diabetes?
We needed to understand her carbohydrate intake. And we needed to balance her food to balance her blood sugar. So balance carbohydrates with some healthy fats so it wouldn't go into her blood sugar too quickly. And then we also had to understand how activity changes, how we metabolize our food. It's pretty complex and pretty tricky, but it was really eye-opening how important movement is in our nutrition as well.
And with type 1 diabetes, if I understand it correctly, you do need to monitor that with insulin as well. It's not the diabetes that can be controlled by diet alone.
You know, it's nice you ask, because as my daughter gets older, it always bothers her that they're very different diseases. Type 1 diabetes is autoimmune. So her body went on the warpath, attacks her pancreas, and kills off its ability to produce insulin. So she's absolutely insulin dependent.
And so do you feel she was born with that autoimmune deficiency and then you just came to understand it? Or do you think it developed as she got older
no,
in childhood?
No, I think you have to have a predisposition towards such diseases, but you need a trigger. And she had a trigger about 6 months before she was diagnosed. She had a really bad virus. And, you know, I don't think there's clear scientific evidence of what causes it. It's only speculation. And there are some studies that do make associations. So hers is speculation, but it's a very prevalent disease amongst young people today. We're also hearing about type 2 diabetes, which is more lifestyle-based and food-based. But both type 1 and type 2 diabetes are on the rise.
And both can be helped with better nutrition.
Absolutely.
And I'm hearing now that they are calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes, which I don't understand a lot about that or why.
I don't have all the details of it either. But I do believe it's associated with inflammation. And type 2 diabetes is very much associated with inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm. And mostly all diseases really have that contributing factor, the inflammation.
Absolutely.
How does body work play a role in keeping your body in a healthy balance?
Well, all body work contributes somehow. The AMA body work therapy I do is an energetic body work. It's acupressure. It's based in the same roots that acupuncture is based in, but we do it with touch rather than with needles. And we try to balance the energy in the body to keep it flowing smoothly and happily. And it balances physical pain and physical obstructions, as well as emotional and spiritual obstructions. You can keep the energy moving through those. So I think even for the healthiest person, body work is a great way to keep, to do preventive work and keep us at optimal health.
Mm-hmm. I'm a body work addict myself, so I've pretty much tried everything. And some people have never really even had a massage, and I can't imagine going through life without that, you know, touch, that practitioner's touch, and that assistance to move things in your body.
Some people are just afraid or closed to it. They haven't, you know, they didn't have easy touch when they were young, but touch is really a great thing. And you do have to be trusting when you do that.
Mm-hmm. And it can really unlock some stuff too. So yeah, it can be, having body work done can be an emotional experience. And if you're not interested in that.
Absolutely. You have to feel safe. And ideally, practitioners offer safety to their clients.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Ann Woodhouse about eating to support our bodies, especially during the spring transition. Stay with us. This is your host, Kim Metis, and you are listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. If you would like to listen to Chew on This, but miss the live show on Radio Boise every Sunday at 5, you can go to chewonthisidaho.com, where you can listen to recordings of past shows and find informational links for all our guests. If you're just joining us, my guest is Ann Woodhouse. Ann is a certified holistic nutritionist and AMA bodywork therapist at Boise Natural Health. Today, she's speaking to us about how to eat to support our bodies as we transition into the spring season. Ann, what do the seasons have to do with our bodies?
As the seasons change, so do our bodies. We change our clothing, we change our food, we change our activity levels. I mean, right now we're experiencing a change in our light and the way we wake up in the morning and how we feel in the evening when it's still light is really changing. So the seasons affect our energy level in so many ways.
What does spring signify as far as Chinese medicine goes?
Spring, as we all know, do your spring cleaning. Well, spring is a time of cleaning. Environmentally, the change in season is a time of cleansing as well. Spring brings in a lot of rain and wind. Those things clean out the winter debris that's built up. And they also nourish new growth. And so spring is a time of new growth in our bodies. We need to clean out the old and make way for new ideas, new growth, new opportunities.
So it's beyond just cleaning out your digestive system. It's also cleaning out your psyche in a way.
But I think that happens by cleaning out your digestive system, cleaning out your diet.
What ailments should we watch out for in the spring?
Well, I think we're really vulnerable to wind and dampness in the spring. So we want to make sure we keep ourselves warm enough. As soon as the weather gets warm, we think we can throw off our coats and go and play, but it's still a little chilly, so we need to keep ourselves warm and protected, protect our neck from the wind, because I think the cold season is still with us.
So how should we be eating during the spring months?
Well, in the spring, you know, in the winter, we're eating heavier foods that are cooked for a long time, stews and soups. And as we reach spring, we should be eating all those fresh new greens that are coming up. So there's a lot of things. There are a lot of dark leafy greens coming out. There's spinach and arugula. There's watercress. There's kale. And also peas and pea shoots and pea pods. We should be going for all that green that is fresh right now.
All the sprouts of spring.
Absolutely.
So do you have any recipes you could share with us or any things that you like to get into when you're spring cooking?
Well, I like to find what's freshest in my garden or at the market and just go with it. So I think a stir fry is a lot with whatever fresh vegetables you can find.
New Boise Farmers Market just opened. So now we have two farmers markets in town. And so going to those markets is a great way to find out what's actually really fresh and seasonal and pick from there.
I love to know who's growing my food. I think about them as I'm actually cooking and eating, and how grateful I am to have these people producing my food versus some plastic package from the store. So mm-hmm. It's beautiful. These two markets are going to offer a lot more opportunity mm-hmm. to all of us.
And even not thinking in terms of packaging, like processed food packaging, but also just the food that comes into even our organic grocery stores often comes from very far away and isn't seasonal, but we have become accustomed to wanting to have tomatoes in the winter. The grocery stores carry those things because there's a demand for it, but not always the healthiest choice, even though it appears to be.
Not only not the healthiest, not the tastiest choices. Mm-hmm. So I think the food that's at its freshest is at its most flavorful as well as its most nutritious.
Absolutely. That is so true. I know anytime something comes in seasonally, I'm always amazed at how much better the dish tastes because of that.
Absolutely. You know, in Chinese medicine in the spring, we also talk about the liver and the color for, we talk about the wood element. And the color for wood is green. And so I think that our food being green and nourishing the wood element and nourishing the spring and new ideas in our body are really important. So as we talked about ideas earlier, not just digestive nutrition, being flexible in the spring, the wood element signifies structure in the body. And we want to keep that in balance. So when it's not in balance, we're not flexible. We may have arthritis or we may be totally unrooted. So that's an issue in spring, that unrootedness that the wind carries us.
What are the other elements?
The other elements are earth, fire, wood, metal, and water.
And those all have a season.
Each one has a season. Now, there are five elements and four seasons. So the earth is a transition between the seasons. Mm. Water is winter. Summer is, of course, fire. Autumn is metal. Spring is, of course, wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood signifies structure. So it's kind of like a rebuilding for the spring?
It is. It's about setting a structure and organization for ideas and for productivity. You know, a little structure gives us the strength to do things. Too much structure limits us. So it's about having structure but flexibility too.
What about cleansing? Is cleansing something everyone should do in the spring?
I think, spring is a time for a cleanse. And ideally, you want the ambient temperature to be about 70 degrees. So it's really the end of spring here in Boise. And there's such a broad range of cleanses, from the master cleanse, which is drinking lemon water and maple syrup only. And
I've done it.
Have you?
To juice. Made me feel like my teeth were going to fall out of my head because it's so much sugar.
Yes. To juice cleanses. And, you know, you really need to do those with a practitioner. You need to make sure you're healthy and ready to do those. I'm not sure they're for most people. The one cleanse I think everybody can do is to clean up their diet and maybe do an elimination diet where you take out those main allergens, so, and processed foods, so wheat, soy, eggs, dairy, and you eat a very simple diet of
coffee, alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Coffee, alcohol, sugar.
All the good stuff.
Well,
for a little while.
Yeah. You want to really focus on high quality food. And this, the purpose of this is to give your liver a rest and really let it just heal. The liver is so important in the body. I can't even remember how many functions it has, but one is to detoxify the blood. And it's really important to limit how much toxicity we give it so that it can heal and repair itself. So spring's the time to take 3 weeks and eat super clean. A lot of vegetables, a little bit of lean protein. You can get a lot of protein from your vegetables. And cut out the red meat for a while. You can have some fish, little poultry, clean poultry. And mostly eat vegetables and whole grains.
And what do you mean by clean poultry?
I'm thinking pasture-raised, organic.
Non-GMO.
Non-GMO foods, yes.
A lot of the factory-raised chickens, well, all of them, I'm sure, are raised on grain, generally corn and soy.
Absolutely.
And that is genetically modified product, pellets, as we like to call it.
Pellets.
And when you're eating the meat, who's been eating the pellets, then you get that systemically too, I think.
I think the
homeopathically maybe.
Yeah, I think you get it systemically. I think it's there. I'm thinking organic meats and ideally pasture-raised local meats. Mm-hmm. The taste is there. It's worth it.
Yeah, and we have so many great meat purveyors that you can find at the market.
At our new markets, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also think how we eat is really important in terms of cleansing our body and our mind. So often we're grabbing something to eat, a quick sandwich, we're picking up and we're eating it in the car while we drive, or we're having our kids eat in the back seat as we're running them to school. It's really important to sit down, eliminate distractions, and focus on your food and eat with awareness. I tell people to turn off the radio, turn off the TV, get rid of the newspaper. Because when you're reading all that news that's so, with so much anguish in the world, you just don't digest well. So let your body take a break. Be aware of what you're eating after you've visited the market and you know your farmers. You can even be grateful to them for the beautiful food. And you can taste it and really feel it nourish your body.
And have a bit of ceremony around it.
Oh, yes.
I am very guilty of eating in front of the computer. So working and eating.
Stop it.
I know, it's horrible. When I read your pre-interview, I read that part and went, oh yeah, that again. That's a tough one for me too. I can eat healthy all day long, but then when I read that you said that you can eat healthy all day long and still your digestion won't be great if you don't bring this other component in, I thought,
Well, and your food will taste better. You'll know what you've eaten. You'll taste the flavors, you'll think about it, and you'll feel nourished at the end.
And you'll eat slower and chew more.
Chew on this.
So when you give up all of the yummy things, not necessarily during your cleanse, but say you're just trying to not drink caffeine or limit your meat intake, what foods would you suggest that could possibly satiate you in the same way, you know?
Well, caffeine's one issue and the meat's another. So in terms of caffeine, I think it's important that you wean yourself from the caffeine. If you go, I've had clients go cold turkey and it brings on a pretty good headache. So,
yeah, which is a pretty good indicator that it's not good for you, I always think.
Yeah, so you need to wean yourself. So you can go from coffee to black tea. You can take your coffee and start by going half decaf, half regular. Or that's my favorite, is to tell people to go half decaf, half regular, and then to substitute a black tea for a cup of coffee, and then maybe a green tea, and then an herbal tea. I have herbal teas that look like coffee. And so visually and in terms of richness, it keeps people feeling like they're having something. It's a very different taste, but it's dark and rich and feels good.
Mm-hmm. Something I've tried to do is to have a hot beverage in the morning, but just make it heated water with lemon in it, because I know that's a good gentle liver cleanse and a good habit to get into.
That I think that's a really great thing to start in the spring. It's nice you mentioned that. I start my morning, every morning, with a glass of warm water with lemon juice in it, and it stimulates the liver to cleanse itself. So that's a really important thing for people to try to do and start now as part of a cleanse.
As far as guilty pleasures are concerned, when you go to reach for something, what are some of your special treats when you're eating healthy but you just need that sweetness or something like that?
I start with nuts. I love nuts and seeds, and I think they're rich and they have great fats in them. And part of that is what we need. Usually when we're craving sweets, it's because we don't have enough. We haven't eaten enough that day, and our body is begging for energy. So we need more protein and more healthy fat earlier in the day to stop that sweet craving. If I really have a sweet craving, though, I go for dark chocolate. Just a little bit satisfies. And it also has that healthy fat. It's satiating. You don't need a lot.
How dark is dark? I know they have percentages, and you can go anywhere from 53% to 80% to eating the baker's chocolate out of your mom's cupboard, which I wouldn't recommend.
It's awful. Well, I like my chocolate pretty dark. I like the, 75 to 85%. But if you're not used to it, it won't taste good to you. So I encourage people to take steps. If you're used to a Snickers bar, start with 55% and eat just a little bit. And then after a couple weeks, try the 65 and then the 75 and go progressively darker. It's like weaning yourself from caffeine. You have to wean yourself from that sweet taste. We have to change our taste buds.
Mm. And in all of my ultra cleansing, I've also done a completely sugar-free, like Candida cleanse, which is where you don't eat any sweetness, including fruit. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you have that first taste of an apple after you've done that for, say, a week, you think it's the sweetest thing you've ever tasted. So it's amazing how our taste buds change and acclimate or become tolerant of sweeter and sweeter tastes.
It's such a good point. We don't really need those sweet tastes. That 1 week of stopping it and taking out the sugar in your diet, you taste a little bit and it's almost too sweet. Mm. So it's a really good point. You just have to be patient with yourself and transition away from it, and you'll be healthier.
Another good one, I think, for sweet is using dates as a base for bars or desserts, where you can make little coconut date balls and these different kind of raw food tricks.
Dates are one of my favorites, but they're super, super
they're
sweet.
Very sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little goes a long way, mm-hmm. but they're really delicious. And it is sugar, but it's a natural sugar.
Mm-hmm.
A whole foods form of sugar.
So if you've got to have it.
Yeah. Go for dates or dark chocolate.
You are listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we return, we'll talk more to Ann Woodhouse on spring cleaning in the body. Stay tuned to Chew on This. You are listening to Chew on This. Today, our guest is Ann Woodhouse of Boise Natural Health. Certified holistic nutritionist and AMA bodywork therapist, Ann is also one of the nutrition ambassadors to the Cancer Connection of Idaho. In January of this year, Chew on This interviewed the Cancer Connection of Idaho. Ann, can you recap for us what the plans are for the Cancer Connection of Idaho and what your role will be?
Yes, the Cancer Connection of Idaho is a new nonprofit organization here to provide complementary care for anybody touched by cancer, which is pretty much all of us. And the goals of the organization are to find a facility where they can house all kinds of complementary care, from meditation to nutrition, to movement classes, to support groups, for people of all ages. So as a nutritionist, my role is to provide nutritional support. And the one programming that we've started before we have a facility is nutrition classes.
Mm-hmm. And so they're still looking for a facility.
Yes.
And what I love about this is that it's a free service and anyone can go. So if you're supporting a friend or a loved one with cancer, you can go to the Cancer Connection of Idaho, even if your person who you're supporting isn't going, and you can get education and you can get support in supporting them.
I think
that's really cool.
I think it's really important too. So often we feel we just don't know how to support our friends who are ill. And to be able to go and take them with us and be there and learn how best to help them is really a gift.
It's going to be a lovely place once it's come to fruition.
Well, we're already starting to do some programming.
Mm-hmm. And do you have classes coming up, nutrition classes?
I do. I have a class. I offered this class in March, or actually in February. It's called Creating Your Cancer-Fighting Kitchen. And it was sold out, and we had a waiting list, so we're offering it again in April. The class will be offered April 16th at the Collister Library at 6:30 in the evening.
That's my aunt's birthday, and she is fighting cancer for the third time. She doesn't live in the state, but if she did, I would take her on a birthday date there.
Well, we can dedicate our class to her.
She'll love that. Anne, thank you so much for being with us today on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
You can find more information about Anne and Boise Natural Health at boisenaturalhealth.com. You can also find these links and listen to the audio recording of this and past shows, including the Cancer Connection of Idaho recorded show at chewonthisidaho.com. Like us on Facebook at Chew On This and get a posting each week when the newest show blog is updated. This is your host, Kim Bettis, and you've been listening to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth.
You are chicken.